Song.
Amen.
Couple weeks ago, the Lord told me to do a song and I didn't do it. So he raised somebody else up to do it. And I was devastated. Not because he raised another person up to do it, but because I didn't obey. I asked forgiveness and I said, Lord, if you ever wanted me to do another song, I'll do it right away when you say. But you got to be careful what you say. Because he laid this song on my heart. He gave me 3 days to practice it and said, play it. Conviction fell on me today. We kind of wrestled back and forth. He said, remember what you said.
That's right.
I said, but I'm not too good at it. He says, I'm worried about the words.
Amen.
Not how you sing.
Amen.
But I'm going to try to play this.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Sing.
Amen.
All the things I've held dear, yes, waiting back, whispered in. on you. All my desires reverse, keep the first things first. Keep the first things first.
Yes.
All my desires reverse, keep the first things first. Keep the first things first. First things first, not my own. Seek and render to you. Keep the first things first. Live your truth, live your ways. Set my eyes, Lord, I fix my face on you. Keep the first things first. Desires reverse, keep the first things first.
Amen. We keep the first things first. At this time, right now, I'd like to call Mike Bryce up here, because I too have a song. Amen. That I'd like to do with my brother, because let me tell you, you know, anytime I get some kind of extra time, I want to spend it with this body. And if there's somebody that's free and open, because today I had an open afternoon. That doesn't really happen. So Brother Mike Bryce, he blessed me because he was open. I said, what are you doing right now? He's like, nothing. I said, I'm coming over. And we just got the singing. We got the talking. And then, you know, we want to bless the body. So that's what this is all about.
God bless you, brother.
And y'all know the song, so y'all can sing along with us, play along with us. What? It's Oh How I Love Jesus in the Only Believe, song 6.
All right.
Is a name I love to hear, I love to sing its word. There is a name. There is a name.
Brother Sal.
Amen. I'm glad to be here. I am glad to be here one more time.
Amen.
And I was thinking this week, you know what? I was telling my kids, we're built different. Yeah. Especially after Sunday night's little get-together. How different we are, though. You know, I was thinking, some things for the young people. Right? You know, I want you guys to listen because we're back in school.
Amen.
We're back.
Come on.
You're back in Satan's
talk
system,
about it.
And I want you to know, stop boxing God in.
That's right.
Mm. Quit putting limitations on him.
Amen.
And this is coming from somebody who's been there, done that.
Amen.
I'll speak from experience. I won't call names.
Come on.
But I'd say this is what helps people. You know, if you've been through something, you need to get up and let them know where you're coming from.
That's
be
right.
Reverent with God.
Amen.
When you come to God, you be reverent. I tell that to my kids. This is the house of God. You don't play. You can play out there. You can play all the way up till you walk in that door.
That's
and
right.
Once you sit in these seats, you treat it. Brother Branham said there's a spirit that goes in this house. It has to be reverent.
Yeah.
It says, quit trying to prove God wrong.
Amen.
We spend so much of our existence trying to prove God wrong.
Amen.
Be patient in his time.
Amen.
Be patient. You know what? You'll save yourself a lot of trouble if you're just patient in his time.
That's right.
We put too much of our own thinking, like, Lord, I want you to move. Okay. All right. Seek ye first.
Yeah.
Amen.
Seek ye first. Yeah. That's over here trying to be in my time. I try to put my thinking on. I try to do it myself,
right.
And I end up with filthy rags.
Amen.
Quit trying to put filthy rags in God's hands. He doesn't like it. Your best friend should be in the body. I love that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Your
that
best friend should be in the body.
That's right.
Because you know what? You can talk to your friend the same way you talk out there. You can talk in here. This is real. This gives you a rest. This gives you a rest. You won't find that rest out there. You talk about this world. Everyone's so caught up in bus crashes and stock markets and all this stuff. I'm like, though the billows may roll,
amen.
I can come in here. I'm not tossed. I'm not turned. And it's not because of this flesh.
Amen.
It's because I'm built different.
Amen.
There's
eternal
representation in me that when I hear that word, I'm like, amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And I know the fact that I come in with expectations. I love that. You have to have expectations. I came here 30 minutes early because I've been here before, Pastor Moore. I was like, yes. Because you're getting here, you're getting the atmosphere. It's a blessing.
Amen.
There's
a
benefit to it.
Amen.
Because before you know it, you're like, it's 7:25.
Yeah.
And
comes
then by
quick.
The time 7:30 rolls around,
right.
You
got
to fight for the mic. You
got to
fight for the mic. I got nervous. He got up. I thought he was about to shut it down. But it should be that way. We should have something to say.
Yes.
We should all have something
first
to say.
First.
Today's my birthday. 36 years in this. 36 years. You look at these pictures, I'm on these walls.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
But I tell you what. Not yesterday. Not tomorrow. Some of these Christians out there, that they're talking about the giving to death. They got 1 foot in the grave already.
Right.
I love the fact that we can live this life
and
just enjoy it.
Amen.
That's right.
Just enjoy it. I'm not trying to, yes, I am. I'm looking to call the dead up.
Right.
Yes, I'm looking for a rapture. I'm looking for it. That's the only thing on my plate. But I'm also looking for giving back to God. You know, realizing that this isn't this vessel,
that's
this
right.
old worthy thing, this flea-bitten, stooped shoulder.
Yeah.
This is his. He has beautifully
that's
and
right.
wonderfully made me.
Yeah.
We so often, I'll speak for myself, try to, God, I want to do this. I want to do that. Oh, no. It doesn't always work that way.
No.
I spent years trying to put my own thing on it. It's so much easier if you just let go.
Amen.
Truly let go.
Amen.
Because it's not a matter of letting go and having a drawstring and being like, I'll give you 15 feet. If it starts getting, because we'll ask for, Lord, use me. And then once he starts to use you, you start getting a little bit nervous. You start getting a little nervous. When he uses you, amen. Do it. Do it 100%. And you'll be blessed. I see the blessing. I see the blessings. My daughters, my son. My kids are here. That's a blessing. But I served God when they weren't here. I served God when nobody was here. Brother Moore said something. I love it because it's a promise. And anything comes out of there, that's God talking. You got to find where God's at. He says, if you're unequally yoked, two things will happen. They'll either pull you out or you'll pull them in.
That's right.
I'm not going nowhere. So that means there's only one other thing that can happen. But then at the same time with that is, I'm not even worried about it.
No.
Because
right.
I could sit there and be like, oh, Lord, pray. He's already provided.
Amen.
He's already. I'm not worried about my friends that I grew up with. They're also on these walls.
Right.
I know they're already. It's said and done.
Amen.
I've already provided.
Amen.
When you start talking about you eat of me, you eat life.
That's right.
You, I'm the life to this world.
Right. You are.
I'm not sitting here. It's not Seth walking no more.
No.
It's God in flesh. It's the message of this day and hour.
Amen.
You got to talk with authority.
Amen.
I love what Brother Jay said. I always go back to that. If you can't talk with authority in here, you can't talk with authority out there.
That's right.
So if you can't call the dead up in this amongst believers, you can't be out there being like, oh, come on, dead. Come on. You don't even know who you're calling for.
Right.
I know who I'm calling for. I know when they hear my voice, they will identify with that.
That's right.
It's the same voice they've heard throughout the seven church ages. The same voice that came down, Brother Branham.
Amen.
The same promise.
Amen.
He said he's the same yesterday and today and forever.
Amen.
That same power that they have,
right.
That's still my power.
Amen.
I can sit there. He said, dunk seven times, you'll come up healed. Not six, not eight, seven.
Amen.
There's a reason why he says it. He
Amen.
Says, get to the house of God. It's not because it's a suggestion.
No.
It's a requirement.
Amen.
It's not a matter of, well, make your friends in the body. It's not a suggestion.
No.
It's a requirement. Too often we try to, maybe we put it a little bit easier for you. You know, we do have free thinking. Yes, we absolutely, 100%. You can make friends. You can marry out there.
Right.
But there is a blessing for listening.
Amen.
Those that listen and can hear, if you do not listen, you will be held accountable.
Amen.
So I want to get up here. I want to just say something because God's been too good to me.
Yes, right.
I woke up. I had a lot of time myself.
Yeah,
I had a lot of time. And you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to get up. I wanted to fellowship with my father, who 36 years ago, I made him a father. I brought that attribute out. But I thank God for this revelation because you can go back. You can listen to these songs. Lord, move into this place. I can't even listen to these songs without trying to.
Amen. There's a revelation.
I can't even. It makes you want to burn the building down.
Right.
That it turns me on because you're talking about throughout. We'll just talk about now.
Right.
There are, what, 7 billion people? And there's probably, what, 32 people in here? That's I'm not counting. 25. But I'm saying God chose us.
Right.
I can't speak for anybody else. I can't speak for anybody. I don't know any other bride. I know the bride here. That's all I know is the bride here. He chose us. He took you into an upper room. I love that.
Yes.
And he revealed your day. You saw your name.
Yeah.
You saw. It's different when you see your
saw
name.
Saw my name.
That's right.
How sweet that when you hear that name.
Mm.
When they say Seth,
yeah.
I heard my name.
That's right.
So I love this revelation. This revelation is real.
Amen.
This revelation gets you up in the morning.
Yes, it
gets you from day to day.
Amen.
It makes the easy easier.
That's
and
right.
It makes the hard.
Amen.
Less hard.
Yeah.
But I love what he said. He says, you know, life's full of up and downs. In that world, they'll go, there's no balance. They'll go, you know, no abortion or do whatever you want. You can be a cat.
Right.
But we'll bring the high, low, and the lows high.
Yeah.
And you'll have
balance.
A foundation to where you can build your life on.
Amen.
Nowhere else. You build your life on this, you will be blessed every step of the way. And that is a promise.
Amen.
That's a guarantee.
That's right.
You can
Amen.
Hold it to it.
That's right.
You can hold God's feet to
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Because he will deliver. I've seen it. I've seen it done. I've seen it done a million times. So, Lord, thank you for revelation. Thank you that you saw this old silly flesh and was like, hey, let me tell you something. Come here. Let me tell you something. And he gave me an ear to hear. So where I hear it, I'm like, that's God. That's God in the song. That's God when you submit yourself. I know when God's talking.
Oh yeah.
I've heard God talk to my kids.
Amen.
God raises rocks and animals to talk.
Amen.
So thank you, Lord, for the yielding.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for an opportunity to come in one more time.
Amen.
God bless you, Brother Seth. Let me get the announcements out of the way real quick. So September 9th, there's the sign-up sheet in the back, Fox Hollow Rodeo. And September 10th, we got the church pictures. It's coming up pretty quick. And September 29th, we got the bonfire at Andrea and Caleb's.
Tomorrow
go ahead. Music practice will be tomorrow night.
I just wanted to get up here because, you know, I was thinking, like, I was just feeling so blessed. And
you know, at the time I was like, oh, well, now I don't want to get up here and just like talk about my life. But, you know, Seth really got me thinking.
Yeah.
And thinking about like how blessed I am that, you know, God spoke to me. And you know it because it came through you. And I remember you told me to open up my hand that I had so much more love to give. And there was a time where I thought, like, oh, I love working. I love being a nurse. And tomorrow I have to go back to work, and I don't want to. I just am so blessed by this word. And that, you know, it, like Seth said, it can be a scary thing to give, you know, to just open up your hand and give yourself to God and let him use you. Because once you do that, he moves so quick.
Yeah.
And, you know, what is it, two and a half years? I don't even know. I'm here with this beautiful baby boy that I love more than I even knew was possible.
Amen.
And I'm just so thankful because, you know, it's so true that when you give yourself to God, he blesses you. And there's so many blessings that come from putting God first.
Yes.
What Seth said to you kids is so,
yes,
so true. You know, seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's what I did. And I'm just so thankful for it that I can hear the word and I can say amen. And I just wanted to say thank you. You to this, like, to God for this word. I didn't want to sit on my blessing.
Amen.
God bless you, sister.
Amen.
I just wanted to say, you know what? I'm thankful that God chose me.
Amen.
You know, it's not everybody can hear this, not everybody can believe this, but I appreciate that He chose me.
Yes.
And I was thinking about, you know, even from, you know, when I first came here. You know, a while ago, I was, you know, like I wasn't well received by everyone, you know, and it didn't matter. And it was okay. You know, I was talking to one of the sisters about it, and I was like, you know what, but I'm still here.
Amen.
I'm still holding on,
amen,
you know, and I was thinking about that song, you know, they said I wouldn't make it,
amen,
you know, but I'm still here.
Amen.
And I'm just,
amen,
so thankful that I'm strong enough to believe this word, and I'm strong enough to listen to God when he speaks to me, you know, and I feel like, you know, Pastor Moore has talked to me from, you know, even from the very beginning. He would say, you know what, he told me to talk to Sister Michelle. He was like, 'cause she's going to go through everything that you've been through, or she's been through everything you're going to go through, you know, and then she was like, so she can give you wisdom. So that's what I did. You know, I was over at her house, you know, I'd be with her and I'd talk to the boys, and then I got to, you know, hang out with James a little bit more, and I was always hang out with Jeremiah and Dwayne.
Oh, my goodness.
And Jay, you know, and I was sitting there thinking the other day, I was like, I'm even sure that didn't always look right, because I was the only girl hanging out with them, but they were the only ones my age. You know, Jeremiah's a little older, but I got to get him when I can get him. But, you know, but I appreciate them, you know, and they were my best friends at the time.
Beautiful.
You know, and I'm thankful for their wives because they're my best friends now.
Amen.
You know, and I'm just,
amen,
just thankful for just,
oh, yeah,
the constant leadership and the constant mind.
Amen.
And I'm just thankful.
Amen. I want to give a praise report. Y'all, I sometimes I ask the Lord, I said, Lord, give me something to brag about to you. So thank you, body, for praying for my sister-in-law. She had open heart surgery,
amen,
and she came through just fine.
Amen.
And there's other needs in this body. You know, it's like God is knocking them down one by one. We're looking at miracles here,
oh,
there,
yeah,
and everywhere. I'm still claiming mine.
Amen.
And if Pastor Moore has time, I would like to hear him sing. I'm gonna have it a breath. It's called I Trust in God. If we have time.
Brother Tommy?
Thank you. I'm a little nervous right now. My body's shaking. I didn't talk myself, you know, back into it. But the other day, man, God spoke to me.
Yes.
And, man, it's such a blessing to be here. I want to give thanks to the body.
Yes.
My son's alive and doing well today.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. And that's not why I got up here, man. I've been struggling myself. And I've been sitting, waiting patiently, and, you know, I haven't had any work in months, and I've just been sitting, praying, and hearing from God in flesh, man, and it's such a blessing, and I want to thank the body, and I want to also thank Brother Seth, because what you said and putting God's feet to the fire, man.
Yes.
God spoke that to me the other day. And it's so crazy because the other stuff that you were saying is so true. About picking your friends, and your best friend needs to be in this body, because when I was younger, I went the other way. And it's a rough path when you think that you're making the good decisions and the cool decisions, and you're gonna be hip and cool like all the kids in school. Me and my daughter were having this conversation the other day, about crop tops, and you know, it's just so crazy to hear it come out of somebody else's mouth who's been, you know, living God's word. And I haven't for that long, man, but you see, I got this pink Bible. This is what we have. This is what I got going, you know, and I just want to give thanks, man, to this body and praise God.
Amen.
My goodness. Sister Michelle, you'll be the last one.
I ran in real quick, and it was so funny. I was listening, and I want to apologize. I was late. But I was listening to Seth all the way here, and I was just getting it, trying to get here. And I was like, keep talking, Seth. Just keep talking. I'm on my way. Keep talking, Seth. And I was encouraging him on in the car because I was like, I want to be here when he stopped. I didn't make it quite, but I am here. The other thing that I just want to say is a revelation I got this week, and I just want to share it with everybody. I was getting a lot of phone calls that this person's sick, that person's sick. This is happening in the world. This is happening in the world. And the Lord just spoke to me. He said, I didn't ask you to carry the world's problems on your shoulder. He said, that's not even your commission.
Oh, my.
And so, so when people would tell me stuff, I was just like, okay, Lord, there you go. And then they'd say something else. I said, there you go. And they was acting like, well, you don't care. I was like, I gave it to somebody that can do it. I always tell people at my job when I have my workers, I say, now, if you want to complain, go to anybody. But if you want it fixed, come to me, because I'm the final voice. And I felt the same way with God. If you want to complain, go to somebody else. But if you want it fixed, come to me. So I'm just so thankful for that revelation, because it just lines up with everything. He has it. He's already provided. He's already done it before the foundation of the world. We just walking this out. So have peace while you're walking.
Okay.
Amen. We're going to sing out of The Only Believe, 161, Day of Redemption. Amen. It's good to be here.
Amen. Nations are breaking. Israel's awaking. The signs that the prophets foretold. The Gentile is numbered with horrors encumbered. Eternity soon will unfold. Israel's awaking, the signs that the prophets foretold.
told. The Gentile days numbered, encumbered, the days soon will unfold. Yeah, the day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is here. One more time. Oh, the day of redemption is near. Hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamp trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near.
Dear God, thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for another opportunity, Lord, to come to church this evening. Get to hear testimonies and songs, Lord, praising your name and speaking about this word. Thank you for dealing with our hearts, Lord. Not everybody can even say that they feel like they have a personal relationship with you. Thank you for that personal relationship. Thank you for an ear to hear. And Lord, as we approach the preaching part of the service, we ask that you have your way. Lord, I just need to move out of the way. It's not my word that's going to help anybody, Lord. It's yours. Give us what we need. Talk to our hearts. Answer our questions. And let us walk out here saying, did not our hearts rejoice within us when we walked with him along the way? Be with your bride around the world, Lord. Many prayer requests here. Thank you, though, for touching Sister Morse, sister-in-law, Lord, and touching and helping Brother Tommy there. He was praising you. And, Lord, you can... It's like a snap of a finger for you. It's not anything. You've already paid the price, Lord, to just answer these prayers. And we're counting on you and we trust in you. Thank you for everything you've done for us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and ask. Amen. You may be seated. Good to see everybody tonight. Good to see James getting stronger. Good to see Jeremiah getting stronger in the Word. You need to put your name in there. I'm getting stronger. I'm eating on the Word. It strengthened me up. Because, you know, James is doing what he's supposed to naturally to get stronger. But I can almost guarantee if you asked him, the thing that's helping him along the way is this Word. This word will help you in the natural things, the spiritual things. It has an answer for every situation you encounter. Amen. Good to see the Brother Covey there. I think Brother Michael, if I saw right, had a birthday yesterday, maybe? Okay. Well, it's good. Happy birthday anyhow. And good to see your guys' smiling faces back. Always love seeing you. And it's good to be here with everybody. And you know, when you really do get a revelation or you get this thing right, there is no other place you'd rather be. You know, we say that a lot, but there's something that happens to you. You know, David said in the book of Psalms, in Psalms 42, it is, he actually says, as a hart panteth for the water, so my soul longs after you. And he used the right term, didn't he? Because, you know, my flesh ain't always after God. Don't kid yourself. My flesh would... You want to rest. My flesh has all kinds of things it would want to do. But there's something on the inside of me, Brother James, that just has a pull, Brother Moore. That's greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. This thing gets boggled down with everyday life, everyday situations, what's going on at work, what's going on at school, have a bad night's rest, whatever it may be. But over top of every bit of that, when I don't have a friend at school, when work didn't go so well, when I had an argument with my wife, when I didn't live the best, when I did run out of money, because we don't teach to run out of money, but when I did run out of money, when I did lose a job, when I did slip up, whatever word you want, you put yours in there.
I still got the word.
Amen.
I still have a revelation.
Yes.
Oh, that means so much to me, Brother James.
Amen. Amen.
But I seen you do this, but I have a revelation of God.
Amen.
Yeah, but I saw you fall short here, but
Amen.
I got a revelation from God.
Amen.
See, that's the thing about Jesus. Brother Branham said he never emphasized the works before the word.
No, he didn't.
Right. He always emphasized the word first. Because he knew if people got the word, the works would follow.
Yeah.
He also, Jesus, never taught that works is what gave you a new birth.
No.
He never taught that in one place.
No,
I'm going to read a scripture here in a minute and I'll show you that. He didn't say, live good to pass from death unto life.
No.
He said, blessed are they that heareth my words.
Amen.
Oh my.
Yeah.
He didn't say, live everything right.
Yep.
Now I'll come back and balance that out here for a minute for you. But I'm still right.
Yeah.
You don't get born again because you live good.
No.
There's plenty of apostolics living better than you and me tonight.
Yeah.
There's plenty of Muslims living better than you and me tonight.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of people that will outshine you in just flat out works.
Yeah.
The difference between them and you, though, is they don't have a revelation
Amen.
From God.
What?
They're living under a false understanding.
Amen.
If they think they're serving God.
That's right.
I mean, I gave in, I already gave him a scripture. So St. John, the 5th chapter. One verse. Now, I got other verses, but it's going to be hard to get off this verse. Because I just saw another word in there that I missed last night. St. John, the 5th chapter. Verily, verily, I say unto you. This is red letter. This is them saying Jesus was talking. Surely, surely, I say to you, verily, verily, I say to you, he that heareth my word.
Amen.
Now, I want to throw this in here real quick because I got a quote. Brother Branham says that doesn't really mean hear.
No.
He says, because any drunk on the street can hear the word of God
right.
and walk away.
Yeah.
He says what that word really means is understand.
Yeah.
Get a revelation.
Yeah.
He that heareth or understand my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation but is passed from death unto life. Oh, that gets me excited. My title tonight is The Importance of Revelation.
Yeah.
It can never be overemphasized.
Right.
I could talk on it so many services, and I still wouldn't be overemphasizing it.
Right.
Brother Branham said in a Church Age book, he said, you can never overemphasize the importance of revelation of God to the true believer.
Amen.
Because it does so much for you.
Right. Yes.
First and foremost, that's how you get born again.
Amen.
You get a clear understanding on the Word of God.
Amen.
And Brother Moore's been breaking it down, and we've known it for years, but it's really stood out to me, is people go to church, and they don't even know how to find God.
Amen.
They think it's a bunch of works.
Come on.
They think it's a bunch of service.
Yeah.
They think it's a creeds and dogmas. They have these things that they copy after others,
yeah.
where there's no revelation in it.
Right.
There's no passion. There's no dynamics. They've got something memorized. They're copying after somebody else, trying to do what they're doing. And that's not how you find God.
Right.
As Brother Moore's been saying, God is His Word.
Amen.
In the beginning was the Word.
Yeah.
And the Word was with God. And the Word is God.
Amen.
Oh, that gets me turned on. How you find God? You find His Word.
Yeah.
Works will follow. You get born again, you'll get a nature change. And you'll have a natural crave to serve God. And things will happen as they're supposed to. You'll have a desire to that word. But don't get the cart before the horse. It won't work. That's what a lot of denominations are doing tonight, Brother Moore. They have thought they've had to live good before they could even come to church. How can I go to church? I'm not worthy. Here's a little secret for you. Nobody's worthy.
Amen.
You know, it's funny. God had me stand because I was thinking this week, we know better than to give the devil details because he devil's in the details. And he'll use them against you. So I ain't going to give you any details. But I do want to make a comment to help you. Because you, I think you could say, man, I see how strong Brother Deskins is in his revelation. I see how powerful Brother Moore preaches. I see how strong James is walking back in here and getting with it. And all those things are true. But I also want to help you a little bit. They're human just like you. Amen. And let me put my, you think, well, Jeremiah preaches good because I'll talk about me. I won't hurt their feelings. I'm human just like you. Amen. I've had just as many slip-ups just like you. Right. I've had just as many problems just like you. Yeah. I've had just as many places where I try to run from God just like you. Amen. I've had things I've done that I've had to repent for because they were not right. And I'm standing before you tonight, not giving the devil credit, but I have flesh on me that has fleshly lust that if I gave it a minute, it would take me for a walk. I say that to help you. But the difference is, I got a revelation from God. I've been born again on the inside. And there's something about me, no matter how bad the outside gets sometimes, I love God over top of it all. See, this is stuff we've been hearing for a while. But you know, I love how God is sometimes. He'll slow down for some people, Brother James, when he thinks he needs to. He'll see some young people getting serious about God. He says, I'm going to straighten this out for them. He says, you know, I don't want you to think. I want to say some things. I started serving God early. I was serving God when I was in school. But I'm here to help you a little bit. I didn't do everything right. I had problems. So it ain't that you're seeing all these strong believers and they got everything right. I needed help from God every day of my life. When I was in high school, I wanted to fit in. When I was in high school, I wanted to dress like the world. When I was in high school, I wanted to go to the parties. When I was in high school, I wanted to do everything else that everybody else wanted to do on my outside rim. But there was something inside of me every single time, Brother James. I had that with me, but there was something that says, but you know what's right. You know where your heart is. And sometimes I even did the bad thing. I'm sorry, I'm just going to be honest with you. Because I'm going to help you, but instead I'm going to act like I'm so much better than you. I ain't going to help you that way. Oh, you got to live such and such way. Yes, I believe in living good, but I'm going to be a reality with you. If the devil's trying to put an expectation on you that we never make a mistake, that's a lie from the devil. All have sinned. A-L-L. And come short of the glory of God. The devil will walk people out of church because they don't think they're worthy. I'm here to tell you the only one that can make you worthy is God Himself. He's the only one that can clean you. Your cleanliness is filthy rags. He's got to declare you holy. He's got to give you a new birth. I hate to break it to you. Even when you get a new birth, the only rim you got on you that's perfect is that new nature. That soul. You got a flesh, carnal spirit that it can serve either master. Just depends who you yield it to. The only difference between you, you got something on the inside of you that calls to it, that convicts you, or does God deals with you, so you yield to it. But I'm here to tell you, I can yield this to the devil. I'm a free moral agent. But what I want to make sure you understand is get a revelation. It happens from God giving you and revealing His word to you. Yes, quickening His word for your day and hour. He reveals that to you. And that changes you from the inside out. Yeah. Do I believe you will start changing? God will start changing? Oh, yeah. It happens naturally. If I had the nature of Dillinger in me, Brother Bram, I'll use that example. I would by nature want to make guns. If I had Henry Ford's life in me, I would by nature want to make the Model T. Amen. But what happens, I get God's own life in here. Amen. So there's a craving in me that loves God's word. That's right. And you know what? I was thinking this week a little bit about people in the Bible. Because I know that man looks at people different than God does. And I was just thinking about these guys in the Old Testament. And you know, there's hardly one you find that didn't have some kind of problem. Now let me tell you my carnal thoughts for a minute, because I have fun sometimes. I'm thinking, who was the best man, the worst man back there? And that's easy for me. David just was. If you talked about David too much and you didn't bring the good in, you thought, oh my goodness. That's carnal thinking, because like I told you, that's man thinking. God's eyes, David was a man after his own heart. So trust, understand what I'm saying. I'm not telling you that's how God was looking at him. Just my carnal thinking. So I was trying to think. I said, well, who was the best back there? And, you know, I just, two people came to my mind, said Joseph was pretty good, because he got destroyed, betrayed by his brothers, thrown in jail, and then come on the end of it and still forgave people. Of course, he was a type of Christ, so that was what God wanted out of his life.
Amen.
He was good. And I thought about Daniel. I thought Daniel was pretty good, because you don't hardly read it. I might miss a line here or there, but I thought about the book of Daniel. I thought, man, I don't read about too many of his problems. But I bring that in. If I told you about Noah, I could point you to shortcomings. If I talked to you about Abraham, I could point you to shortcomings. If I talked to you about Moses, I could point you to shortcomings. If I talked to you about David, I could point you to shortcomings. I could go on with that list. But my point is, that is not what made the difference. The difference is they had a word from God that they lived by, and that revelation is what kept them. God looks at things different than we do. Yes, he will want you to do things in your life, but what God's after is, do you love his word? Do you believe his word? Are you serving him? As I always use, it's not if you have my 10 or things right. It's do you have the things God wants you to do? Is your desire to him? And the desire is just your new nature.
Right.
It's in there automatically. But he wants somebody to amen his word. And I always like to say it this way. He wants you to know what he's doing right now. He is not talking about go back and build another ark.
Nope.
Or go down with a brazen serpent and bring him out of Egypt. God wants somebody that recognizes what he's doing right now. Because
yeah.
That's his business. God's business is his word.
Amen.
God's always been about fulfilling his word.
Amen.
He said, heaven and earth will pass away, but not one word of mine will ever pass away. God's business is fulfilling his word.
Amen.
So all he cares about was Joseph back there being a perfect type of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Right.
As long as you did that, Brother Moore, everything else didn't matter that much.
Right.
Noah might have did some bad things. I won't even bring them up.
Right.
But you know what he did right? He followed God's word for his day and its hour.
Amen.
Built that ark, got his family in, and got him to safety.
Amen.
David, I ain't going to go through his things. But you know what? David loved God.
Amen.
He said, thy word have I hid in my heart so that I won't sin against thee.
Amen.
He said, what are you trying to say, Jeremiah? Let God reveal himself to you. And that's the greatest thing that can happen in your life.
Amen.
It will pass you from death into life. It will prove that you come from God and you're going back to God, that you're an eternal being.
Amen.
Oh, you can use that against the devil. Because this thing ends up being when it comes to God changing your life, I haven't really seen where God does 20 things, 100 things in one night. He's a process guy. He can. God's able to do anything he wants. He can change anything. There might be an example where he changed somebody a lot, but I'm just telling you, generally speaking, it's progressive. He deals with it day by day. Even the scripture says, give us this day our daily bread. Paul said, I die daily. And so God just deals with you. And I'm here to tell you, day two after you get a revelation, I don't know, sometimes you say things you think you better hide. You might have the same problems you had the day you got the revelation. You might have the same habits in one sense on the outside.
Amen.
The change is on the inside at that point. That inside nature's changed. And that way you're completely changed. You went from a desire that loves the world to a new desire on the inside of you that loves nothing but God.
Amen.
My point is, the outside might not be changed in day one. day two, God will start dealing with you in His time.
Amen.
Personally.
Amen.
And you got to have that personal relationship with God.
Right.
But the thing that got to happen first is get a new birth.
Amen.
Get a revelation.
Right.
He that heareth or understand my words.
Right.
Pass from death into life.
Right.
No condemnation. That was a new word for me tonight. I skipped over. I jumped to pass from death unto life. But there's therefore now no condemnation to them that love Jesus and walk after the Spirit and not the flesh. When you walk after the Spirit, you're walking after revelation, because that's what the Spirit gives you. We live, breathe, move by revelation. That's why I think Brother Branham used to use Billy Graham. Sometimes he'd be envious of seeing 30,000 people in the service. And it looks like the altar call happened. And all 30,000 seemed to get up there because it was emotional. They seen other people doing it. And it felt good, because what Brother Billy Graham was preaching was good. And that Spirit of God anointed them on their flesh and their spirit realm in some cases. That can happen. And they would come, but Brother Branham would say, Billy Graham, and see the next year that those same people were no longer there. They were gone. It didn't last. See, that's what we look for, people, just so you know. You can get up and sing one time and copy after somebody. You can get up and testify one time and copy after somebody. But when somebody has God deal with them, it ain't just a temporal change. It's not a 6-month change. It's not a 1-year change. It's an eternal change in that sense. In the sense, at a beginning of manifestation, but it's eternal life. It's God really dealt with you. You're not up here at the altar because somebody else got to the altar. See, I love it. See, because I can talk from experience. When you run around this church because God's dealing with you, that's when it's real, people. You don't worry about what anybody thinks. You don't care if somebody follows you. You don't care if you're alone. You don't care what anybody thinks. God's so on you, dealing with you. You're saying, I got to take a spin. And you're so out of the way, you almost don't even have your senses to pay attention to anybody else in the first place. Just you and God. Real change. Dynamics on the mechanics. Moving by revelation. But I've also ran because it just felt good that night. And that, what my point being is, that can be just a temporal thing. But Bram said that's just sometimes a temporal gift for people. The Holy Spirit anoints you. But when you get a real revelation from God and from the Word of God, and God reveals His Word to you, it comes without one sensation. It comes without one feeling. Oh, let's talk about that a little bit more. Because am I really born again? That could be a question. I didn't feel anything. I didn't run the aisles. I didn't jump up and down like everybody else is. I'm telling you things the devil talked to me about. I saw everybody else run around, and I thought, well, I'm not as excited as they are. I ain't running around. I'm not standing up amening. I'm not sure I got it. Devil bothered me with that when I was young. But then when I got a revelation that I knew that came without sensation, and on the inside, I'm like, that's nothing but the truth.
Yeah.
And God showed Himself to me.
Yeah.
You might shout all you want, but as long as I'm sitting here saying, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I got it.
Yeah.
When you get that personal revelation that can come without one sensation, that God just revealed His Word to you, you pass from death unto life. You got a new nature. You got God's own life.
Amen.
Oh, that's good stuff. God keeps it simple, bro. The devil's the one who tries to make it hard. Let me read that. This is from Brother William Branham. That's not to be silly. I mean, that is, we believe what he said. That's what I'm trying to really say with that. We believe in what he said here. Let me, if I can get to it here, I apologize.
I'm going to read it, so you're going to give me a minute. I ain't got nowhere else to be. I am not in a hurry, because this is good, and you need to hear it. Because God's telling me to make sure you hear it. Here it is. Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Now listen to this. God is known. So how do you? So in other words, we're saying, do you want to know God? Here's how he's known. By simplicity. Ain't hard. It's not the wise and the prudent. It's not that you have all 66 books memorized. It's not that you're a theologian. God is known by simplicity and of revelation of Jesus Christ to the most illiterate person. See, that about makes me want to run around the aisles again. That's how I feel about it. Because I ain't the smartest. I'm not a theologian. I didn't go to school for this. My grammar's not proper. But I got a revelation. And it was just as simple that I belong to God, that he was the Word made flesh, that he was in me, not just in my pastor, not just in mom and dad, that he and I was one. I knew God. That's all it took. If I never got another revelation, if I never got another deeper understanding, I got that one revelation, and that's all it took, Brother Moore. It came without sensation. I didn't have some big emotional experience, but I learned, and it got so quick into me that God and I was one, that he was in me, and it was the Word made flesh, and I could do the greater works. It was simple. It wasn't hard. I couldn't have told you what the seven thunders meant. I couldn't have told you what each seal was. I couldn't at that point been able to explain a new birth to you. I didn't know about the three rims the way I should have, but I had my one clear understanding. And then what happens, you keep coming back and God deals with you. And sometimes we say he gives you more revelation. It's just more information on the same revelation. He keeps quickening his word to you. And before you know it, your entire life has changed.
That's right.
I always start with you start going to church when you didn't even care about church. That's typically about the first step. Something says, I got to get back there. There's something about that word. I need more of that. You know, you eat this thing long enough, you get to a point where, it's a bad word. You're addicted. You're like that deer panting after the water.
That's right.
If I don't get to that water, I don't live. That real believer says, I need to get where the carcass is. Where the carcass is, the eagles will be gathered. I need to feast more on that word. I need to eat more on that word. It's my vitamins. It's my help. It's my direction. It's my understanding. It's what lets me know who I am. It's how I overcome the devil. See, the importance of revelation, I'm on the first verse. I told you it was going to be hard to get off that. But I got a few things up here. It's what helps you overcome the devil.
Amen.
Jesus himself told Peter, I'll build my church upon this, and the gates of hell will not prevail.
Right.
You know what? You give the devil and how you defeat him, you give him the word answer back to him every time.
Amen.
You take your revelation and says, you might think you saw me do something bad, but God told me there's no condemnation.
Amen.
Amen. Now I'll give you the other side. Just make you feel good. Well, you can live any way you want. No, I love God.
Amen.
Most of the time, that ain't what the devil's telling you. He's trying to condemn you.
Amen.
He tries to condemn you. But you take the revelation that you got from God, the word that you understand, the word that he's given you. And that's why it's important to keep coming back. Now, when you get that one revelation, I already told you, that's enough to guarantee your journey to the other side. You don't need a second. Third, more information. But what more revelation does for you, you get stronger. You get deeper in your relationship with God. You have more answers to give the devil. And the devil starts becoming a little smaller to you every revelation you get. You know, we know it's that simple. But God, you know, we don't talk about three rims that much anymore. But when he starts talking to you about the three rims, it helps you understand yourself. You go read Romans 7. Get towards the middle to the end. And you'll get confused for a minute if you don't have a revelation. Paul is saying, what I would do, I don't do. What I would not do, I find myself doing. You're saying, what in the world is Paul saying? What he doesn't want to do, he does. Why does he do it? He then says, what carnal man I am. Who shall deliver me from this body of sin? He said, even when I have a desire to do good for God, evil is present with me. And when you get a revelation of that, it helps. Because, you know, you get born again, you think, man, I'm not living as good as so-and-so, and I ain't doing so-and-so. The reason why it is, you still got flesh. You got a body of sin. Evil's present with you. That's an important revelation to get. Because when you know you messed up, you got to be able to look the devil and say, that ain't the real me. I'm perfect. I'm born of God. I'm a sinless being. I come from God. I'm going back to God. He lays nothing to the charge of his elect. That's what a revelation will do for you. See, I'm just spitting them out now, but you come long enough. In this day and hour, you get it quick. You get it quick. You come a few services, you'll be talking like it took me 5 years. I've heard it. I've seen it. Ain't no shame in saying it. You come a year, you'll be talking like I did in 10. That's how God's working. You hear enough word in this day, and God's so powerful, that word. See, you know, God knew, and he always has. He didn't just come load everything at you once. Bam. He's like, these people will break if I do that. That's like when Brother Branham preached marriage and divorce. He barely broke you into it. He did enough. I'm not saying he didn't do his job, but he tiptoed around that thing. This is just for me and my church. And he waited till the end. Because he knew that was different. That was a slight turn. You know, he says a real bricklayer can turn the corner. That's what he was doing. He's trying to lay those bricks. He said, we're getting ready to make a turn. Because I know what I've said before. But he said, when God deals with you, when an angel from heaven deals with you, since they opened those seals, since I got a revelation on this, he told me to go and tell you to go as you are. We ain't got time to break these things up. Now, if he'd have said everything we say about today, we would have broke at that point. So God just gives you. But I was thinking, this is what hit me while I got there. He gives some things fast because we've already went down that road. He's quick to say, now, you can take your loved ones. And just move on. You're born again and sinless. And keep moving. As we've gone over that, it doesn't take 10 years now. I'm not tippy-toeing around telling you you have no condemnation. We quite believe that in here. I had a preacher tell me one time, notice I'm trying to not take the blame for this. He said, you can't live good enough to make it. And you can't live bad enough to miss it. And I know there's a balance in all that, but that statement's still true. And I know it. And I ain't afraid to say it. I don't tippy-toe anymore around that. I got a revelation on it. See, when you get a revelation, it gives you authority. When you get a clear understanding, nobody can take it from you. You might not doubt me. You might want to tell me something different, but it's too late. God's already showed me. I've already saw it, Brother Deskins. You're too late. Let me say a few things here because it's getting late. One of the things I wanted to say is why revelation is so important is it does help you know God. When God talks to you and you actually have the ability to hear him and understand him and he quickens his word to you, that's special. Now, when I just said it, we think, man, that's simple. That happens to me all the time. Not everybody has that, people. Not everybody can hear God. Me and Brother Moore talked about Jesus going down preaching souls in prison. If anybody had to say, well, of course the guy's right. They should have. They couldn't. There was nothing in them, Brother Moore. But thank God he foreknew us, saw we wanted to serve him, and gave us that predestinated seed, and we have an ear to hear. Amen. God talks to us, and we clearly understand. Amen. And why that's so important is we know what he wants done. We actually understand the Bible. He sent us the prophet to tell us things that nobody else knows about. And we have an ear to hear what the Spirit's saying to the churches. We get revelation service after service. Amen. And it gives us the ability to have answers that the rest of the world does not have about every situation. Amen. I got a quote up here to save time. I won't read it. Brother Branham was talking about reading between the lines. He said the message is in between the lines there. He says, you know how you deal with your wife? You can write a letter to her, and some people read the words and have no clue what it means. But your wife can read the same letter and read in between the lines and get a deeper understanding than somebody, all they can read is the black and white words. But here we are. God's opened the book to us. He revealed the mystery to us. Given us the in between the lines to know what he's really been doing the whole time. It's a love story to you and me. And here we are having an ear to hear it.
That's right.
And I take for granted sometimes how much revelation or word I got. Tell me I ain't good enough. I know my name's been changed. I know it was transferred from the foundation of the world. I can read Revelations 5 and say when John was looking in the book, that was me looking in the book. I've seen my name. It's been changed. I can read Revelations 10 and see the mighty angels being Christ.
Right.
How he came down and gave it to a prophet. And then here I am eating the book. That's revelation from God. Not everybody gets that. And I can take that revelation and wear the devil out. I can speak about things that other people are afraid to speak about. Because I got authority with that word. I am God. That's what Brother Brown said in Rising Sun when he said that woman gave me a sharp right balling out.
Right.
Said, you took the place of God and told them their sins were forgiven. And Brother Brown said, see another Pharisee.
Yeah.
Then he went over to Matthew 16 and talked about the revelation and how he gave the keys to Peter.
Right.
And he said, that's the divine revelation of the Word made flesh.
Amen.
And he said, the Catholic Church made that carnal. He said, but it's the spiritual revealed Word that did it. What did he tell you? He said, the revelation did it.
Amen.
That God gave you an understanding of his word.
Yes.
Brother Branham, as a man, had no more authority than you and I have to take authority over anything.
Right.
What gave him his authority was God dealt with him,
amen,
gave him a revelation, and that's what enabled Brother Branham to step out and preach what he preached and say what he said and do what he did.
Right.
Well, don't stop at the prophet. Why you think you can take your loved ones, why you can talk about foolish virgins, why you can send the devil on his way and say, there is no condemnation, why you can smile when you're having a bad day, when you refuse to give the devil credit, because you know God's more than able, in him is yea and amen, and not nay. You got revelation that overcomes the devil every day in your life. If you didn't have a revelation, you wouldn't have no authority. You'd be walking, like we say, you'd be walking through a graveyard, acting unafraid, but scared to death. But when you go through and say, I'm the voice of resurrection, I can get certain people out of these graves. That's a different type of understanding, Brother Desmond. But the importance of revelation can never be overemphasized. It's how you get a new birth. I got, Brother Graham said in communion, because I got in there, it lets you know that you are a new person. Communion, Brother Graham was talking about, you know, his mother and father were serving God. And that when he was a kid, he was a rank rascal. He said, but something about it, I'm paraphrasing, he said, God was dealing with me my whole life. He said, I didn't fully understand it because I was catering to my old nature. He said, but down in there the whole time was another William Branham. Oh, that gets me excited.
Oh, yeah.
He said, they would have parties and I'd just get my dog and gun and go out in the woods because there's something about me that didn't want none of it. He said, I didn't have a revelation then, but there was a predestinated seed in me.
Right.
And it wasn't in quickened yet. But God was watching over me, making sure I was going to get where I was supposed to get the whole time.
Amen.
He said, the whole time that I came speaking lies, born in sin, he said, there was another William Branham down in there.
Right.
And one day God revealed himself to me. And I was no longer the son of Charles and Ella Branham. He said, I was a born again son of God.
Amen.
And he said, you're justified. Yeah. You've never done it in the first place. Right. That when he gave you that new birth, he wiped the slate clean. He took care of your past, present, and future.
Amen.
I'm not, that's not just for him, that's for you.
That's, right.
That's for me. There was another Jeremiah Allen, predestinated by God, foreknown by God, the eternal germ seed here. And I got born again. I got my revelation and that thing, the old nature got killed out and that new nature came to life. And Brother Dustin, I don't have another life but that one. The real me is God's own life. The one I was supposed to be the entire time. You say, this is simple stuff. I mean it for it to be simple stuff. I want my daughter to understand this ain't about first living good. Do that second.
Amen.
This is about letting God talk to you.
Amen.
Reveal himself to you.
Yeah.
Get you repented. Get, and now he said, I'll give you the Holy Ghost. He gets you born again by the word of God.
Amen.
He reveals himself to you.
Yeah.
And then you get born again. And now it's not the same person down there. It's God's own life in me.
Yeah.
And that's why something about me changed.
Amen.
That's why I want to go to church when I didn't want to. That's why I don't quite fit in.
That's
what happens.
Yeah.
That's right, right.
And you know why? Brother Bram still had mistakes after he got born again.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he didn't have many. He's a good man. But he was human, people. He wasn't worthy to open a book. Neither was I. But you might have still have issues. Doesn't mean everything about you is going to be so great and dandy all the time. But Jesus tell the devil, the new Jeremiah is in here. I got a new nature now. That's what a revelation will do for you. It lets you know who you are. I have written down here, it enables you to do what God wants. You say, where do you get that from? Able, by faith, by revelation. Offered a more excellent sacrifice than that of Cain. What that's trying to say is because Abel had a revelation, he knew what God wanted, and he was able to do what God wanted. And Cain was doing a lot of good stuff, but it wasn't what God wanted because he did not have a revelation. The importance of revelation can never be overemphasized. It lets you know what God wants done. You move by revelation. You live by revelation. You speak by revelation. It's what gives you authority. You know, as Brother Children used to say, if you're going to pronounce, you know, we don't teach you to pronounce healing on somebody unless God revealed it to you. You pray for it. You believe it because His Word says so. But if you're going to step out and say, thus saith the Lord, so-and-so is going to be healed in 3 days, you better have a revelation from God. He better have revealed that to you. But you know what? When He does, you'll be calm when everybody else is worried. You'll be relaxed when everybody else is nervous. Because you know God revealed that to you. God said it.
Amen.
And His promise are unfailing, Brother Moore. His words come true every time, Brother James. If God said it, I can stand on it.
Amen.
Upon this rock, upon this revelation, the gates of hell can't stop it. It can't prevent it. If God gives you that revelation, you can speak with authority with that thing.
Amen.
Know and rest assured God will take care of it.
Amen.
Every single time. That's why you guys get up here and talk about taking loved ones. That's why if you're a new person coming in here and you don't got the ability to hear God, you will think we're crazy. I actually don't understand why. You come here and saying, I and my Father are one. Now, we know we believe in trying to explain that to people, not just saying things haphazardly, but sometimes God will just come in here. You want to see God? Look right here. I'm taking my loved ones. When people treat me good, they're treating the brethren good. We got scripture revelation for all this. But you're speaking with authority because you got a revelation. And you're just up here all fine, happy, spoiled, fat, eating the word. And you're not realizing the preachers are back there saying, oh, Lord, I don't know if they're going to get that. Man, that was strong. But you're just back here because you got so much revelation. I and my Father are one. I have no condemnation. When you see me, you see God. I might have fell down yesterday, but I'm perfect. Jesus, you speak things hard to be understood. But you know why Jesus did that? Because he had a revelation. He knew who he was. He knew what the word said about him. And that's how you can take authority. That's how you can speak. That's how you can move. If you ain't got a word from God, don't speak it. And that quote, if I get to it before I close, where he talks about an invincible army, he says, if the church gets the true understanding of who it is, then the revelation, she'll be an invincible army. But when he says that she gets a revelation, it's a comma, thus saith the Lord. He tied a revelation to thus saith the Lord. You know what that means? It has to happen. If God reveals it to you, and it's a true revelation from God, that's basically saying it's God is obligated to bring that thing to pass. He will back it up, Brother Moore. If he tells you, he's not a liar. It helps you overcome the devil in all aspects of life. I do want to read, because I've jumped over a lot of scripture. I do want to go to Hebrews 11 real quick. Because I think this is stuck out to me last night. So I want to share it with you. I got it right here. So this is way down. I'm jumping all the way down to 33. But this is, he's talked about Jacob, Abraham, Moses, Rahab, Enoch, Abel, all the faith people. And after he talked about them, in verse 33, he says, who through faith, or who through revelation, subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quench the violence of fire, escape the edge of sword, out of weakness were made strong, wax valiant in the fight, turn to flight the armies of the aliens, women receive their dead raised to life again, on and on and on. And back in the Old Testament, they did and went through things naturally, natural wars, natural lions, natural kingdoms. But what Paul was trying to tell you and me, 200 million demons, right, sickness, what, call it whatever it wants, depression, right, through faith, amen, you can subdue it all, amen, and overcome every bit of it, Brother Desmond. Importance of revelation can never be overemphasized. Amen. And the last point I want to make before I find my last quote is out of the rapture. Brother Branham says, to the church, the bride, the rapture is a revelation to her. Amen. It's revealed to her that the revelation, the true bride of Christ, will be waiting for that revelation of the rapture. Now, it is a revelation, for the revelation is faith. You cannot have a revelation without it being faith. What Brother Branham was saying, the rapture and the change, you know, we already have in one sense a revelation rapture. We understand the phases and the processes and the two already went on. But as Brother Moore always says in here, one day we're going to realize we're not going to be here. And it's going to be like any other revelation, Brother Deskins, where it's just going to be time to go, and we're going to get that change of the body. It ain't, we're going to earn it, we're going to make it happen. It's just going to be as simple as anything other revelation. God's going to reveal it to you, and we're going to get out of here. The importance of revelation can't be overemphasized. If I know my job is to get out of here, to head out the rapture, and he tells me that it's just a rapture, a revelation to me, I'm not looking for anything else than that, Brother Moore. I'm expecting him to reveal it to me, amen, preach it to me, because faith comes by hearing. And I'll grow and get stronger, and one day I'm going to have some authority. Amen. Say, it's time to go. That's how it's that simple. Amen. It's no harder than that. Amen. And I know it's getting late, so my last thing I want to tell you here, if I can find, if not, I will get down. I'm not going to worry about it, but God is good. Point I wanted to make, because that revelation Brother Moore talked about Sunday, we've heard it preached so many times, but why it's so important, you can't overemphasize it. First and foremost, it's your very new birth. With that revelation, you get hooked, and you will come back for that word. You'll overcome the devil. You'll take authority. It's going to bring on the rapture. It's what helps you overcome everything. You go on and on about that. But get a revelation. Get an understanding. As we always say, you don't have to understand all 1,100 books and understand all terms. Just get one revelation from God. That's all it takes. Now, what you do is you keep coming to church, and God will deal with you more and more and more.
and you'll grow in your understanding. But even when we say that, you don't have to know as much as Brother Moore knows up here. It's simple. God is known by simplicity and by revelation of Jesus Christ to the most illiterate person. He hid it from the wise and prudent. Revealed it unto babes. Such would learn. God bless you. Come on, Pastor Moore.
I love Revelation. And the thing I love about Revelation, it's easy to get. And you once you get it, you can't ever lose it. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. And the thing about a revelation that I love is that if God gives you one revelation, and like I said Sunday, it could be something really simple as, you know, I recognize that God is in this place. It could be that simple. I recognize that the words that are being preached here are true. That simple. And then you start picking up more and more every time you come. And every time you come, it'll get more and more real. And then you'll get stronger. Because the authority that we need to get a body change, it's going to have to come by revelation. The body change is going to be just another revelation. And it's not going to be any different than what we are doing right now. We come to church. We get preached to. We walk out of here a little bit higher. We come back next week. And we get to church, and God speaks, and we get a little bit higher. And the whole time, you know, it's like a child growing. You don't see them growing. You know, when you're there every day, you don't see them growing. But you go see your cousin, who you hadn't seen in 3 years. And you can see the difference in the growth. Somebody who hasn't been around us, like say somebody's left here years ago, and they come back here. And they come to this congregation, and they sit in us, they'll think, oh, this, my goodness, it's not even the same people. Because they can see the growth. And the thing is, it's service by service, day by day, revelation by revelation. And it's God just building on his own. Remember, you only get one revelation. The revelation is recognizing who you are. That's the revelation. And from that point on, you know, if you never get another, if God left here with everybody tomorrow, you got enough with you right now to be in a rapture. You say, but I never learned the seven seals. I never read the book. I never read the seven church age book. God didn't ask you to read all that. God asked you to only believe. And if you can only believe, since he's the only revealer of the word, he's responsible to reveal you what you need. I don't care if you're young. We've got some young people here who are just starting out, and they're probably thinking, you know how it is when you first start. You remember how y'all old people were when you started? you get to here and you start serving God, and you got a lot of zeal, and you know, you start out running and doing all this, and after a while, it gets a little bit not old, but it gets the devil starts clouding you. With a lot of, Brother Branham said, we let our jobs, our family, we let everything get in the way between us and the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is only here to reveal the word. And so you get in here and you got the zeal, you repented, you were baptized, you got the Holy Ghost because you got a clear understanding. And you're sitting here, and after a while, if you're not careful, he'll lull you right to sleep. And you'll think, and then you think there's something wrong with you. You think, maybe I didn't have it. I'm not born again. If I was born again, I would, no, you didn't lose it. You're just like David. Lord, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. He didn't lose the salvation, he just lost the joy. Some of us, we lose our joy. It's not that you lose your salvation, because once you get a revelation from God, you're ready for the journey. God's got you set. I don't care if you only have one scripture. I don't care if you understand but just one thing. If you got one understanding from God, you are ready for the body change.
Amen.
You say, but don't I have to know all of what, don't I have to read all of 1,000 of Brother Bramble's books? Nope. Don't I have to be reading the Bible from Genesis to Revelation? Nope. Don't I have to pick? Nope. God's personally dealt with you because he's the only revealer of the word. Your question should be, has God revealed himself to me? And if he's refilled himself with one thing, then you're his.
So,
he only talks, he only deals that with his own. Yes, we told Abraham, said, don't hide anything from my friend. He's not going to hide anything from us. And then when you get a revelation, you got the authority to claim what belongs to you. And that's why we do what we do. That's why we're strong as we are, because we've been sitting on this word. We know it belongs to us. And when Satan raises up a standard, God will step right up over that. And he'll use the authority that he's given you. You have authority because of your revelation. You don't have authority because you're going to stand here and bluff the devil and tell him how strong you are. You don't have power. You have authority. God didn't give you power. He gave you authority to tell the devil where to go. And you're going to use the word of God to do that. When you're sick, don't look at the sickness. Look at the promise. When you're looking for a body change, don't look at what you look like. Look at the promise. When we're looking for the dead, get up. Don't look over in all those cemeteries and how rough it might look and how dead they might be. Look at the promise.
Amen.
That's what the revelation's here to do. And he's going to reveal the entire thing to us in his time.
Yeah.
You can't speed it up. You can't mess it up. You can't slow it down. Brother Brandon says God's great clock is right on time.
Right on time.
When it's time for a healing, got to do it just like that, right on time. If it's a job you need, got to give it to you right on time. If it's patience you need, got to give it to you right on time. Whatever you have need of, that's what his word is here to do. But it all starts by the revelation. If God revealed himself to you one time, then you got it made. Tommy, you don't have to know it all. Just know the author. Know God's dealing with you. He's speaking to you. And don't let nobody in here tell you different.
Amen.
Don't worry about what anybody says. Don't worry about what anybody thinks. Don't worry about if you don't have this, you don't have that. Well, this one, I come to this church and I thought everybody was saints but me. And I thought, well, I just don't belong here. Well, I couldn't get away from the word. And I thought, well, they're just going to have to put up with me. And I always thought, because I knew Brother Childers had discernment. I said, he's going to discern me out. And one day he's going to throw me out of here. I said, but if he does, I'm going to sneak in the back while he's preaching. And before he finishes, I'm going to dart out the door because I need this. I'm a little Jacob. I'm going to have it. I don't care what it takes, by hook or by crook. That's the way the bride is. We got to have revelation. We got to have an understanding. And now that we're sitting here with an understanding, all we're down, now I'm doing is just receiving more information on top of it. Like I said Sunday, you know, he said he's going to bruise his head and he's going to bruise his heel. And Brother Branham said, God didn't give a second revelation. He built on what he already gave. So once God gives you a revelation, and really, the revelation is just to show you who you are. Oh, it might be a scripture. It might be just you waking up and realizing, you know what? I'm a child of the King. And then from that point on, that's God dealing with you. That's the Holy Ghost. You say, I don't feel like it. Well, you don't have to feel like it. You just know. How do you know I'm a son of God? I just know. You know, Brother Bramson, how do you know Jesus saves? It happened to me. How do you know God saves? It happens to me. How do you know God changed your soul? It happened to me. How did it feel? I didn't. Yeah, and don't mistaken coming without one sensation as that's the way you're going to be here, just on a dead log on a, you know. Oh, no. That stimulation on the revelation. I mean, we get the revelation without any stimulation. But when you get stimulated by that revelation, I mean, what makes you shout is not the revelation. What makes you shout is that you think about what he just told you. I'm a child that have my heart turned back to the Father. Now, that's the revelation. But to think about the fact that God would choose me and he would do all that he did to come down here and put me in the scripture and talked about me. Now, there's your stimulation. That's what makes you run. That's what makes you shout. That's what makes you speak in tongues. That's what makes you do all these things. It's stimulation on what God told you. Now, no, revelation won't come. It'll come without no sensation. But then after that comes, after the understanding comes, you'll have many sensations. I've shouted for years in this place. I get so excited, I get beside myself. But that's stimulation on what God said. I get so excited trying to preach to y'all. That's why we can't stand still. Because you get to talking and it's too much to hold. We'd blow up behind this pulpit if we had to stay back here. But that's stimulation on the revelation. It's not the revelation. The revelation comes without, like Jeremiah said, he could sit down there and say amen, and he could sit down there and preach. He could have preached tonight sitting right there if he could. And monotone the whole message. And could give somebody an understanding. Because it's not in the way you bring it. It's the fact that you bring the word.
Amen.
And when the word comes forth, I don't care if it's on bread, toast, garlic bread, whatever, whatever's on, I'll take it. I mean, you know, it's not, however God wants to do it, he can do it. But that's the revelation for you. You young people, the ones that we just baptized, you all are thinking about getting baptized. Whatever state you're in, just realize it's a clear understanding. That's all it is. And God will give you a clear understanding from your first birth to the body change. All the body change is a clear understanding. Brother Branham said, we understand the mechanics of the rapture. He said, but it needs to be quickened to us. And it hasn't been quickened yet. If it was quickened, we wouldn't be here. Well, I don't care what people say. Well, the rapture's quickening me. No, it ain't. I know better than that. Well, you'd have a new body. But what we're doing, we're preaching every service, preaching, getting our spirit up, getting our revelation up, getting our faith up. And when the right message comes, the right day, the right time, God will swoop in here just like he did in the upper room. And it'll be done before you know it. You'll forget about your job. You forget about your family. You forget about your friends, your enemies, your sickness, your tiredness. All that'll be gone just like that. Oh, my. What a day that'll be. Let's sing that as we get ready to close. I don't know what page that is, but I'm going to look for it. What a day that'll be when my Jesus I shall see. I think it's 204, I'm thinking. 204. I've been in this message too long. Good to see the Kobe brothers here. I didn't expect to see them till fall. But this 100 degree weather is running them inside. It's good to see you all here. Jeremiah, I enjoyed that. Gonna have a revelation. You can come to this church and be as nice as you want. Do all the things you want. But if you don't get a revelation, you don't have anything. But we are looking for that final revelation that's going to put us in a body that'll take us out of here. Amen. That's in the key of G, I think.
There is coming a day when no heartaches shall come. No more clouds in the sky, and no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. Oh, what a day, what a glorious day that will be. Leads me through.
day. What a glorious day that will be. There'll be no sorrow there. There'll be no sorrow there. And no more burdens to bear. No more sickness. No pain. And no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. Oh, what a day, what a glorious day that will be.
What a glory.